This is Focus West Michigan for Thursday, January 15, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki with your local news. One of Michigan's largest healthcare providers is laying off employees in 15 states, including Michigan. WGVU's David Limbaugh has the details.
Livonia-based Trinity Health announced it will lay off 10.5% of employees from its revenue cycle department across 15 states, including Michigan, though a spokesperson could not confirm how many Michigan employees were impacted. In a statement, Trinity said that Revenue Cycle is a shared service department of all Trinity Health locations. Quote, like other healthcare providers across the country, we are navigating significant challenges, including low reimbursement that doesn't cover the cost of care, critical staffing shortages, and the rising cost of care for underinsured and uninsured patients, end quote. Revenue Cycle positions typically involve medical coding and billing. The statement goes on to say that Trinity has a responsibility to remain financially sustainable, requiring the health system to consider new ways to reduce costs. Quote, after careful and thoughtful analysis, certain non-patient-facing revenue cycle functions will be transitioned to an external partner. Supporting these colleagues through this transition with care and respect is our priority, end quote. Trinity employs around 133,000 people across 25 states. I'm David Limbaugh.
West Michigan activists are responding to a Velo Airlines decision to stop its contracted deportation flights for the Department of Homeland Security from Arizona, closing its base there. WGVU's Dee Morrison reports.
Under contract with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement Agency, Velo Airlines began operating deportation flights from Arizona in May of 2025. That same month, it launched regularly scheduled regional airline service from Grand Rapids Gerald R. Ford International Airport.
We wanted to put pressure on the airport to drop the contract with Velo once we found out that they were deporting people to El Salvador and making money off of the cruelty of this whole ICE action.
John Haynes is with advocacy organization Kent County Indivisible, one of several groups protesting at the airport entrance and launching a social media campaign.
Don't buy tickets. Don't support this airline. I'm certain it hurt their reputation and probably their bottom line.
In a written response to WGVU News, Velo Airlines stated, the program provided short-term benefits, but ultimately did not deliver enough consistent and predictable revenue to overcome its operational complexity and costs. We did not see an impact regarding customers choosing to fly Velo. Haynes is pleased with Velo's decision, but says protests will continue.
The protest against Velo was part of a larger campaign that's going on right now to pass sanctuary policies in the entire county.
I'm Dee Morrison.
For those seeking seasonal work, the Grand Rapids Parks and Recreation may have the job for you. WGVU's Jennifer Moss reports an upcoming job fair may set up the connections.
The Grand Rapids Department of Parks and Recreation will host job fairs on January 22nd and again on January 29th. The goal is to connect job seekers with hiring managers offering seasonal and part-time positions within the department, as well as at the brand new MLK Community Center. A news release says the job fairs will allow job seekers the opportunity to meet with hiring managers to learn more about available positions, parks and recreation careers, and complete preliminary interviews. Courtney Perkins, Recreation Operations Manager for the MLK Community Center, says, quote, there are a wide variety of positions that cover many different skill sets and provide a variety of professional opportunities, end quote. Applications are now available, and more information about the job fairs can be received by emailing mlkcenter@grcity.us. I'm Jennifer Moss.
Grand Rapids Police Chief Eric Winstrom says it's an honor to be considered for the police chief position in Pensacola, Florida. WGVU's Phil Dawson reports Winstrom is returning home after a two-day interview in Florida this week.
Very excited about the possibility of moving down here.
Grand Rapids Police Chief Eric Winstrom is one of three finalists interviewed for the Pensacola Police Chief position.
Very honored to be considered for this position.
It's a smaller city with a smaller police department, but it is Florida, and Winstrom says many people migrate to Pensacola from northern states.
A lot of people from Michigan now reside in Pensacola.
Winstrom served for over 20 years with the Chicago Police Department and the last four as Grand Rapids Police Chief.
One of the things that I brought to the Grand Rapids Police Department that I would bring to the City of Pensacola Police Department, we are going to embrace accountability.
Accountability is why Winstrom says he released body and dash cam video that showed former officer Christopher Schur when he shot and killed Patrick Loya during a 2022 traffic stop.
I released the video. I knew it was going to be controversial. I had to prepare for the protests of individuals that were essentially protesting us. We made it through, and we were a better police department, a better city for it.
The acting Pensacola police chief and the former Tampa police chief are the other two finalists for the job.
Everything that I've been through in Grand Rapids, I have been through a ton of challenges. That experience translates very well. I think that it certainly does uniquely qualify me for this.
I'm Phil Dawson.
An old drug may offer new hope for patients suffering from a rare disorder. WGVU's David Limbaugh has the story.
Bachman-Bupp syndrome, or BAPS, is a genetic condition caused by mutations in the ODC1 gene, which causes developmental delays in children as well as total hair loss.
It is what we would call ultra rare. We've been at this now for 8 years, and we know of 21 patients in the world that have it.
That's Dr. Caleb Bupp with Corwell Health, who, along with Michigan State University pediatrics professor Dr. Andre Bachman, collaborated to be the first to identify BABS in a patient. A decades-old drug known as DFMO, which has historically been used to treat West African sleeping sickness, is now being used to treat BABS.
So our first patient we started treating in 2019, and she has done absolutely marvelous on treatment. And as we have heard from additional patients, we have been trying to figure out how to get more of them access to treatment.
Corwell and MSU have teamed up with nonprofit EveryCure, which helps increase awareness among physicians and rare disease organizations.
We're at a little bit of an impasse here where how do we do what we did with one patient on a broader scale when that broad scale is still really, really small?
The team is seeking patients for a preclinical study. I'm David Limbaugh.
Human Trafficking Prevention Month focuses prevention and public awareness in West Michigan. WGVU's Dee Morrison continues our coverage, examining risk factors and indicators of abuse.
I think people are always shocked that it actually happens here, that people are being sexually exploited every day in our community.
That hard truth is one of many Andrea Keller shares as the anti-human trafficking coordinator with Wedgewood Christian Services. Another is that trafficking begins less often with kidnapping by a stranger and more often through grooming by someone the victim knows.
That perpetrator is going to take the time to develop trust with their victims, slowly isolate them from other trustworthy people or friendships, and eventually get them to be reliant on that trafficker.
Keller cites a study by the Polaris Project.
They conducted this study 2023 with 500 survivors of both labor and sex trafficking. And what they found is that nearly 40% of victims were trafficked by a family member.
Keller offers trafficking indicators, including children with sexual knowledge beyond their years and individuals who appear controlled or spoken for by others. Additional red flags include teens who frequently run away, face social isolation, or make excuses for an abuser's behavior. More information on what to look for can be found on the Wedgewood Christian Services website. I'm Dee Morrison.
Coming up soon, WGVU's Shelley Irwin gets a preview of the Grand Rapids Camper Travel and RV Show, but first, news from around the state. Michigan House Speaker Matt Hall is naming affordability as one of his top issues for the year. Colin Jackson has more.
Hall's plan to address affordability includes policies to lower property taxes and the cost of health care through pricing transparency requirements. Hall says to expect big things from the Michigan House this year.
I don't care that it's an election year. We're going to take risks. We're going to do bold things. We're going to do very similar to last year. And my hope is that we'll come forward with some very aggressive and needed changes to Michigan law that are going to make life better for people.
Democratic Senate leadership says it's also going to focus on affordability this year. President Donald Trump called affordability, quote, a fake word by Democrats, while simultaneously saying he would also be working on it during an appearance in Detroit this week. I'm Colin Jackson in Lansing.
The Michigan Court of Appeals has refused a request from a cannabis industry group to bypass a lower court and directly consider its challenge to the state's new wholesale marijuana tax. That means the case will be heard first before Michigan Court of Claims Judge Seema Patel. The judge has also denied a request by the state to dismiss the challenge. Rose Tantrafel is with the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association. She says the group is ready to show how the tax is not allowed under the 2018 voter-approved recreational marijuana initiative.
We believe this is important because this is another confirmation that our legal arguments have merit and deserve to be heard. Judge Patel understands the urgency of this case. We're grateful the court is allowing us to move forward quickly to present evidence of how this tax violates the will of Michigan voters.
The judge declined in December to put the tax on hold, which means marijuana businesses still have to collect and remit the tax when it's due after the first business quarter. Michigan voters will decide this fall whether to call a convention to create a new state constitution. The question appears on the ballot every 16 years. Wayne State University Associate Law Professor Justin Long says the 16-year cycle gives voters time to think about the way state government works and whether to change it.
I think the thought was, if there's something seriously wrong with the structure of the state government, it'll take us a few years to figure it out. We'll give it a try for a few years, and by 16 years, it's time to decide whether it's working or not.
Michigan's last constitutional convention happened in 1961. Since then, voters have rejected new convention calls three times. Focus West Michigan is brought to you by listeners like you. To support the show and everything we do here, visit WGVUnews.org and click the donate button. And for a weekly dose of news right to your inbox, sign up for the WGVU newsletter. The largest RV show in the state is headed to DeVos Place in downtown Grand Rapids for the 20th year in a row. 300 RVs will fill nearly every available inch of the 200,000 plus square foot venue. WGVU's Shelley Irwin talked to show manager Derek Lancioni about the event.
Head to a Grand Rapids camper travel and RV show at Voss Place opening up very soon. And I'll remind you, show manager, that that's happening. Good that you are here, Derek Lascioni, about this conversation. It's showtime. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Yes, all the campers and the travel venues lined up just to get in a couple days ago. So takes a lot behind the scenes, and I'm glad you bring it to us. And you open today, correct?
That's correct. We open today. All the RVs are in. The campgrounds are hustling, bustling, moving in right now. We've got all the accessories, everything you need to make your next trip spectacular.
Nice. Derek, would this be dubbed the largest show of its kind in the state of Michigan?
It would be. The amount of RVs, we've got 300-plus RVs packed in here, along with accessories, campgrounds, and all that sort of stuff, makes it the largest we've got in the state.
Great. All right, big picture, Grand Rapids Camper Travel and RV Show. Who needs to attend?
Who needs to attend? Well, if you are a couple looking to hit the road, if you are a large family, if you're retired, this show is for pretty much everybody. You know, whether you already own a camper or are looking to get into one, or you just need to find your next campground, this is definitely the show to attend for pretty much anybody that loves the outdoor lifestyle.
And what is the full run, please?
Thursday through Sunday. So we got Thursday 3 to 9, Friday 10 to 9, Saturday 12 to 9, and Sunday 11 to 5.
All of this can be found on a website, I bet.
I'll bet they can. GrandRapidsRVShow.com for tickets, dates, seminar schedules, and all the information you need to attend.
All right, Derek, let's get into the details. First of all, goodness gracious, does this mark a 20th anniversary of the show?
It sure does. We split from our sports show about 20 years ago and made it its own show.
And why its own show? I think we all know the answer.
Oh, we all know the answer. You can't fit this many RVs alongside one of our sports shows, so it demanded to be its own show.
Yes. So 300 RVs from a dozen West Michigan RV dealers. Remind me, I'm not required to buy my RV on the spot. How does it best work?
You are not required to buy it on site. If you want to buy it on site, you absolutely can. I would highly recommend getting the multi-day ticket that we have available on our website, which allows you to come back all 4 days for the same price of $18. And that way you can sleep on whatever unit you're looking at. But we have every RV from the small towable that you can tow with a little SUV to the giant motorhomes. And so, and you know, with that multi-day ticket, you can go home, sink it over, and then come back.
Very nice. All right. So what else? I guess let's move to the travel side. If one doesn't need an RV this year, I can just travel.
For sure. We have plenty of campgrounds from all over the state of Michigan, plus we have destinations from around the country, all represented in our campground and accessories aisle. Plus we have things like, you know, you need tires, or you need your diesel pusher's motor upgraded, or you just want to walk around and get some cakes and chocolates. We've got all that sort of stuff all available.
All right. Vendors include campgrounds and travel destinations, as you mentioned, with a wide variety of activities and amenities. What is the state of camping these days?
Well, the state of camping is that everybody wants to get out and they want to do it on their own terms. Traveling in an RV is the best way to keep control of your own vacation. There's no Airbnb necessary. There's no none of that. You just schedule your own thing, leave when you want to, pick up when you want to, and you get to take your home with you.
That is kind of cool. Are we traveling more? I know you're the show manager, but I'm asking you camper travel and RV questions. Are we traveling more and more with our animals?
We absolutely are. Yep. With, you know, keeping your animals with you is very important. So, you know, you don't have to watch for the Airbnb that allows pets. You don't have to make sure that the hotel, allows pets. You bring your pet right with you, and you can pick out the camper that fits your pet right at the RV show.
Nice. Again, Derek Lancioni with a show manager, the Grand Rapids Camper Travel and RV Show with us. Tell me who is speaking, please.
Absolutely. We have Hutch and Sherry. Hutch and Sherry are with Freedom in a Can. About 13 years ago, they gave up their normal life to go live in a 1957 canned ham trailer. So they've been towing that around. They've seen every corner of this great country of ours. And they'll be teaching you all about traveling through America's national parks. They'll be teaching camp cooking. And one of their specialties is teaching you all about solar. So if you want to upgrade your camper to allow for solar so you don't have to have that plug-in at the campground, they are the best source of information for that. And the schedules for that can be found at GrandRapidsRPShow.com. And I highly recommend going there, looking at what seminars are available, and planning your trip around that time.
It does come down to trimming. Hutch and Sherry, the popular YouTube channel Freedom in a Can, yes?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What else do we need to know? What is this? I'm on your website, a popular RV accessory shop?
Absolutely. Right in the Grand Gallery, we have an accessory shop presented by General RV, and they have anything from mugs and placemats to silverware to accessories you might need for the camper toilet and self-leveling shocks, everything you might need. I always walk through there and find something to help my my vacation become just so much better.
Very nice. All right, and obviously kids are welcome, and I can eat on site at DeVos Place and more these next 3 days?
Absolutely. We have a campfire grill set up in our the ballroom. We also have face painting on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have a climbing wall for kids, also located in the South Exhibit Hall. Kids, if you want to get a free admission, you can go to GrandRapidsRPShow.com, and you will find a coloring page there. And if you color that and bring it in, you can hand it right into our will call desk, and they'll give you a free ticket to the show.
Kids only, right?
That's kids only. No adults.
Okay, all right, just checking. Well, I say 3 days, three and a half, since you opened today. What do you see when it comes to the next 20 years for a Grand Rapids Camper Travel and RV Show, Derek?
Well, we'll continue to grow the brand, and we'll make sure that we have the latest and greatest RVs here. Our dealers are always up on the latest trends and the latest RVs and technology and all of that. So who knows what the future may bring, but I do believe that this is the right way to travel, and I don't think the show's going anywhere.
Good, but tomorrow's not promised. I digress. Thank you very much. Hope you are well and stay well for the next two or three and a half more days. One more time, that website, Derek?
GrandRapidsRVShow.com.
As easy as that. Thank you. Happy camping.
Thank you.
Glamping and more. And you bet we have a pair of tickets for you if you're the second caller to head on over, 616-331-6712. Leave your name and number, 331-6712. You'll get an answering machine. And then we'll call you back if you're the winner for that Grand Rapids Camper Travel and RV Show. Vroom, vroom.
This has been Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Thursday, January 15, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki. Our audio operations manager is Rick Bierling, and our news and public affairs director is Patrick Center. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more news and events in West Michigan tomorrow. Thanks for listening.